Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm the National NBA reporter for basketballnews.com. You can go ahead and follow me on Twitter if you haven't already, at eSidery, at E-S-I-D-E-R-Y. We're back with you today as Bet Week continues to roll on here on basketballnews.com. We covered multiple awards. We're going to be going over over-under projections for every single team in the win total column as well. All throughout this weekend on basketballnews.com, I've covered multiple awards already. So make sure you go ahead and check everything out on our audio format or written format if you've not already done so. But go ahead and check out Bet Week. Catch up if you haven't already done so. We're going to keep hammering through as we go through and get my predictions all throughout this week for every award and every team going through the over-under on the microscope. So let's go ahead and dive into two more awards today here on the show. And the two we're going to cover are some two underrated ones, I would say, ones that don't really have a lot of fanfare. So I combine them both together here to give you my best bet for each one, as well as my dark horse pick for each one. So we're going to start it off here with Sixth Man of the Year. We're going to be covering Sixth Man of the Year and NBA Coach of the Year today. For Sixth Man of the Year, let me go ahead and pull up the odds. As always, our odds provided by DraftKings Sportsbook. So for Sixth Man of the Year, here's how it shook out, at least preseason-wise, for the odds. So atop the leaderboard here, at plus 500, we have two players, Jordan Poole of the Golden State Warriors and Tyler Hero of the Miami Heat at plus 500. Then we have Malcolm Brogdon of the Boston Celtics, who just got traded from the Indiana Pacers. He will be embracing a new role off the bench in Boston, plus 1,200 for third best odds. Jordan Clarkson and Bowen Tyland tied for fourth best odds at plus 1,800. Then we have as well Spencer Dinwiddie at plus 2,000. And then we have four players here tied at plus 2,500. Kelly Oubre of the Hornets, Cam Johnson of the Suns, Anthony Simons of the Blazers, and Kevin Love of the Cavaliers. So I'll be going through those, get on my best bet as well as my dark horse. If you want to go check those out, again, DraftKings or any other sportsbook you want to use as well, all our awards and over-unders are provided on most, if not all, sportsbooks that you want to use. So let me give out my best bet, though, from this list for Sixth Man of the Year. And no surprise, if you've been following along all last season, big fan of what the Heat have been doing, building that culture out. Obviously, one of the best coaches in the NBA, and Eric Spoelstra. But how they've been using Tyler Hero, how he's developed from a late lottery pick into winning Sixth Man of the Year last year, averaging over 20 points per game, around 4 or 5 rebounds and assists per game as well. Very efficient in a high usage role. I think you see Tyler Hero take another step forward this upcoming year. And I think he has a really good chance again to go back to back here and win Sixth Man of the Year in consecutive seasons. And let me explain that to you, because Tyler Hero, in my opinion, he showed just how much of a key cog he is to the Heat's well-oiled machine. He just fits so well in that role he is now off the bench for them. And I think compared to Jordan Poole, who has tied with the same odds as Hero, I think not only could Poole start more games, kind of taking himself out of the race here, but I also think Hero fits better off the bench. I think Jordan Poole last year showed he's a little bit better in a starting role where he has more of a usage. I don't think he fits a little bit better off the bench compared to a guy like Hero. Like I mentioned, Hero last year in his Sixth Man of the Year season where he won the award, 20.7 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists on a 56.1 true shooting percentage. And if Miami, they're running this roster back next year, they want to get in the Kevin Durant race, but everyone's waiting with bated breath on that to see what happens. But I think it's very unlikely that Miami gets that one done, if they're even in it still at all at this point. So Miami looks to run it back. They lost PJ Tucker to Philadelphia. They haven't really done much to improve their roster, but a lot of it is just internal growth. And I think a lot of it is based off of Jimmy Butler staying healthy, Kyle Lowry bouncing back, but a lot of it is based off Bam Adebayo becoming a star player and developing into that, but also Tyler Hero. There's a lot of pressure on Tyler Hero to take a step forward for Miami next year. And I think he will. And if that is the case, I think he has a very good shot to win Sixth Man of the Year here. So even at plus 500 odds, I think that's a great, great, great bet, in my opinion, to roll the dice here for Sixth Man of the Year. So my best bet is going to be running it back here, predicting Tyler Herro to win back-to-back Sixth Man of the Year awards, plus 500 on DraftKings. So I'm going to lock in as my best bet for that award, Tyler Herro. Now let's go on here to my dark horse prediction for Sixth Man of the Year. And this was a finalist for the award last year, kind of fell under the radar a little bit, even still as a Sixth Man of the Year finalist. At plus 2,500 odds, I cannot overlook this, especially with how good this team could be next year, whether they add Kevin Durant or not. And that is the Phoenix Suns. And under this situation here for Cam Johnson, it would certainly be if Kevin Durant does not join the Suns, because running this team back looks like the plan for the Phoenix Suns right now, unless they do get Kevin Durant on board anytime soon. But Cam Johnson, he's proved over the last 3 years, he's a pivotal piece to the Suns puzzle here. He's developed into a very reliable two-way wing, one of the best three-point shooters in the NBA for the wing position, shot almost 43% from three last year on high volume. And off the bench, around 30 minutes per game, Cam Johnson averaged 12.5 points per game, over a 60-plus true shooting percentage as well. We'll see what they do with Jay Crowder. I think they'll probably keep Jay Crowder around in the meantime. Maybe after next year is when Cam Johnson takes over as a full-time starter. But if the Suns, again, are one of the best teams in the Western Conference next year, I'd be remiss not to mention, as one of my favorite dark horse bets, actually my favorite dark horse bet, which is Cam Johnson, the Phoenix Suns, at plus 2,500 odds. Too good of odds to pass, in my opinion. The Suns could be a 55-60-plus win team again next season. Cam Johnson plays a pivotal role in that. I think he sets himself up very well from that standpoint to be a finalist once again for Sixth Man of the Year. So my best bet for a dark horse candidate for Sixth Man of the Year, Cam Johnson, the Phoenix Suns, plus 2,500. Let's move on here to the second part of our show and go over Coach of the Year in the NBA, my best bet, and also my dark horse bet. Steph Curry's record-breaking three-pointer, Jason Tatum's buzzer-beating alley-oop, Ja Morant's poster dunk, NBA Top Shots were the greatest moments from NBA history returned to officially licensed digital collectibles. NBA Top Shots evolved trading cards, making it easier to buy, sell, and collect by removing the hassle of grading shoeboxes and shipping fees. You can buy or sell moments in a few clicks and access them at any time on your phone or computer. Your collection is always at your fingertips. Start collecting Top Shot moments any way you want. Collect rookie moments from future stars like Evan Mobley and Cade Cunningham. Collect throwback moments from guys like Shaquille O'Neal and Allen Iverson. Or collect moments for your favorite team to gain access to exclusive perks as well. Grab your starter pack today and Top Shot will give you $20 back to start your collection, pick up some of your favorite moments in the marketplace. Go to about.nbatopshot.com/bballnews and get in the game today. Again, that is about.nbatopshot.com/bballnews and get in the game today. Let's start off with my best bet, which could be the team who just went to the NBA Finals, lost in disappointing fashion to the Golden State Warriors. But that's going to be the Boston Celtics and head coach Ime Udoka. We saw a struggle last year for Udoka at the beginning of the season, but with Boston, they rallied together. They came a miraculous second half of the season, a dominant one that led them all the way to the finals. Udoka and that roster is even better than it was last year. The Kevin Durant thing looms over them now, with them reportedly being an interested team in him. They've reportedly offered Jaylen Brown and Derek White for him as well. But even if they don't get Kevin Durant on board here, or if they get Durant, either way, this Celtics team sets up very well to be one of the best in the NBA next year. Their over-under win total in Vegas is the highest in the NBA next year at 54.5. So Vegas thinks they're going to be the best team in the NBA next year. I don't blame them one bit. Because when we look at their nine-man rotation projection for next season, absolutely stacked. Here's the starting lineup. Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Al Horford, Robert Williams. Then your second unit, you have Derek White, Malcolm Brogdon, Danilo Gallinari, and Grant Williams. And then you add in a couple other young guys, Peyton Pritchard in the mix, he develops. Like, this is a very legit rotation, like very strong, nine deep. Like, you could, that second unit could be a starting lineup on a tanking team. Like, that is a super impressive rotation. Them and the Suns, in my opinion, have the two deepest teams as far as rotations go in the NBA. The Clippers have another great argument there as well in Los Angeles. But I mean, kudos to Brad Stevens, a former Celtics head coach who Udoka took over in his spot, because he's made Udoka's life so much easier with this projected rotation for next season. Obviously, like I mentioned, Kevin Durant could play a role in this, but either way, health permitting, I think Ime Udoka and the Boston Celtics are set very well to one of the best teams in the NBA next year, which sets up very well in turn for Ime Udoka, who is a heavy, heavy favorite on DraftKings to be the coach of the year. Plus 700 odds. I believe the next one that's available is in the thousands. So that kind of shows you how much Vegas believes in Ime Udoka and the Boston Celtics next year. So I love Vegas. I'm killing Vegas here on this one. I'm going to follow them here as my best bet for coach of the year. Ime Udoka, the Boston Celtics, at plus 700 odds. Well, let's go on here to my dark horse bet for coach of the year. And that is Eric Spoelstra, who comes in at the fifth or sixth best odds, tied with a couple others at plus 1400 odds. The head coach of the Miami Heat, already always known really for the last 10 plus years as one of the best head coaches in the NBA. Like I talked about before, Tyler Herro for sixth man of the year. If the Heat, they're running it back next year, if they're still one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, which they should be, I think they set up very well to be a finalist for multiple awards here. For example, Herro with sixth man of the year, and as a dark horse in this situation, Eric Spoelstra for coach of the year. I could easily see it here. Miami always sneaks up on people every single year. People bet against them. They think they're going to go down a little bit, but every single time Spoelstra has this group ready to go, they always persevere and they're always in the mix and when the season matters most. So I think Eric Spoelstra, the argument's already there for him. They lost a few pieces here. If they maintain or improve upon their success last year, if some young guys develop in their player development program, I think Spoelstra at plus 1400 odds for me was too good to pass up here. So I love as my dark horse bet for NBA coach of the year, Eric Spoelstra, the Miami Heat. So that is it for today's show. One more time for you, wrapping up my best bet and my dark horse bet for both awards here for sixth man of the year and coach of the year. So for best bet for sixth man of the year, Tyler Herro, the Miami Heat at plus 500 odds on DraftKings. And my best bet for coach of the year, Ime Udoka of the Boston Celtics at plus 700 odds. Now let's go over to my dark horse predictions for sixth man of the year. Cameron Johnson, the Phoenix Suns at plus 2500 odds. That is very good in my opinion. And also for coach of the year, my dark horse projection, Eric Spoelstra of the Miami Heat at plus 1400 odds. So appreciate everyone listening in as always to Nothing But Bets as we have Bet Week continue on here strong all throughout this week and might even continue on the next week as well because there's so many odds as we keep going through this portion of the NBA offseason here. So appreciate everyone listening in as always to the podcast. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. Make sure you read basketballnews.com, subscribe to the basketballnews.com podcast network. But in the meantime, make sure you lock in your future bets and happy betting to you as you enter into the weekend of a really a very interesting offseason.